Members of the Ghana Medical Association, working with the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service, will withdraw their services if by June 30, 2015, there is no negotiated and signed conditions of service for them. This is contained in the communique issued by the GMA at the end of its annual general conference in Takoradi. The communique said the GMA will pursue this agenda till the deadline, after which the affected doctors will consider themselves unemployed. George Grant Youngson has the details.
The president of the GMA, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Adusei, who read the communique at a forum with the media, explained that doctors working with the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service are still without conditions of service many years after the establishment of the Ghana Health Service. He said the 8-month ultimatum given to government is enough time for it to take the necessary action on the demand by the doctors. On the Tier 2 pensions, the communique said government and the National Pensions Regulatory Authority must, as a matter of urgency, ensure the full operationalization of the Health Service Occupational Pension Scheme and stop imposing the Pensions Alliance Trust or any other scheme on the membership of the GMA. It made it clear that the GMA will support every decision that will be taken by the Forum of Public Sector Occupational Pension Scheme in the fight to secure the future of its members. On Ebola, the communique said the GMA has noticed the low level of alertness of the public to the reality and vulnerability of the country to the disease. Consequently, government and other stakeholders must continue with their educational drive to heighten and sustain it, while continuing to support the affected countries. On postgraduate medical education, the communique said the GMA recognizes the immense contribution of the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons to improving the standard of healthcare delivery in the country despite the several challenges facing it. It said as a way forward, government should consider creating a grade for the resident doctors so that they can be paid the right remuneration to enable them to support their training. The creation of an endowment fund with support from the District Assembly's Common Fund and postgraduate training in Ghana must be fully funded by the state. The communique advocated that admission to the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons should be streamlined and based purely on merit. There is also the need for the teaching hospitals to be decongested as training sites by promoting sandwich programs, encouraging the accreditation of satellite training centers across the country. Finally, the community called on the college to ensure that its training programs meet regional and international standards. The 3-day conference was on the theme, 10 years of postgraduate medical education in Ghana, achievements, challenges, and the way forward. From Takoradi, George Branson Youngson, reporting for Radio Ghana.